Here we go. Under our Tuesday talk around here, February 17th. Kind of wondering if it's Fat Tuesday today. Isn't that now? I mean, is Ash Wednesday tomorrow?
Yes.
Or it is. Okay. So I'm not totally off base on that. Because I kept thinking that today's got to be like Fat Tuesday. Well, you know, the thing I love talking real estate with Steve and Sherry is before we actually get on the air, the things that we do talk about. Okay. And we really got into it today. So I don't even know what our topic is. Okay. Or what we're going to talk about. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
You've been on vacation.
I have been.
You got some sun. You look good.
It was really nice. I got to tell you, I was in Arizona for a week this last week, and it was 80 degrees, blue sky, and no wind. And I don't know how you beat that.
And you got out of here when it was like 20 below here. So, you picked a good time to do it. Well, welcome back. Talk numbers.
Well, they're still the same, I guess. I just looked at them yesterday, and, you know, we're still hanging. Depends on which bank you go to. Obviously, there might be a 0.25% difference between banks, but I saw some right now at 5.75% yet, fixed for 30 years, and seems to be the ongoing theme right now for rates.
So it's still holding steady.
Yeah, so, you know, people need to get in and qualify at those rates if you're going to seriously look for houses, because it's probably what's going to be out there for a while.
Does that surprise you at all that it's held, and it has held relatively steady through everything else that's going on economically? It just seems like those numbers have been okay.
Yeah, they've been pretty steady at that point, but, you know, you learn over the years how things run in cycles, you know, and you remember the goods and the bads, and, you know, we had it pretty good there for about 2 years with those low interest rates, but they've gone up some, and again, I'll go back to when I bought my first house. I paid 11.5%, so think about that one.
Right, yeah, absolutely, and you raise a good point. You know, it always kind of seems to come around, and nothing lasts. Why is that, Sherry Bell? Let's move over to you.
Okay.
and talk some new listings, talk some new things, anything coming in?
Yeah, I'm going to look at a property today that should hopefully hit the market in the next week. We've got some things happening, which is a great sign. I think the nice weather really kind of jump-started things, so we'll see if we do get the bad weather and what it does to our market.
Yeah, no such thing as bad weather. We're in the clear now. You didn't hear me say that. Do you ever go out driving around and you drive by a house and go, man, I'd love to sell that place, or I bet I could sell that place, or I see potential in that place? Does that go through your head as a realtor?
Absolutely. And when I first started in real estate, the one thing that I learned right away is how bad shingles on a property can really make a difference.
Seriously?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So now I find myself driving and I always look at shingles. But yeah, I see, especially when I'm driving by a property, I'll say, oh, you know, a little landscape here or there could really do wonders for that property and, you know, change some things up. But yeah, it's always a nice kind of challenge, if you will.
And we're going to know you as the shingle lady now.
I don't know if
that's such a good title to have. Hey, let's back up. Giving Hearts Day, was that good to you too? Did you get a lot of stuff brought in?
It was. We had a nice turnout, so we're glad to be able to turn that over to the local food pantry.
All right.
So we appreciate the help.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, everybody getting behind the food pantry here. It's what's nice about living in this community.
That's right.
Definitely. So getting into the summer months, how do things look as far as buying and selling? I ask you this every year because it does seem to be kind of seasonal. Summer months, things kind of pick up?
Yeah, typically I think they do. You know, you have, you know, the early, people are always looking for new listings and they seem like they kind of show up, you know, in that March, April time. So that part's coming up here, and you know, that'll push a lot more buyers back out into the market, too, as some of these new listings come on. So everything, you know, in our market, I think over time kind of has their cycles, too, and timing and everything. But, you know, I think we're optimistic. I've got one listing up on 15th Street, in my opinion, should have sold by now, hasn't. It's a really nice home inside. It's a lot bigger than it looks from the outside, too, And you know, if somebody's looking for a house in that $350,000 range, this would be a great house to look at.
And just give you a call, and you can show people through, right?
Absolutely, and we can get you in there on the spur of the moment.
You mentioned Arizona and you mentioned Florida. When you're in different parts of the country, Do you look at homes too, and look at different buildings from with a realtor eye, like you do up here?
Well, I think I'm more noticeable. You know, I was really surprised actually. The kind of housing in Florida and even in Arizona that you see are these one story, low roof lines. They all look the same almost until you get to the really spendy neighborhoods. But that's kind of what's going on down there. And, you know, my brother lives in Florence, or we call it Mesa for now. But in the last 3 years, you know, we go down once a week or four a week, you know, once in the wintertime. And you know, there's so many hundreds and hundreds of new houses that keep going up. And they say everybody's leaving California and headed for Arizona.
Is that the way it works? Okay.
So
yeah, I know there's kind of an exodus going on there.
Yeah, there really is. But I just can't believe how many new houses keep going up every year down there, and they're selling.
And in property values, too. And I would imagine that's different in different parts of the country as well, too, right?
I would expect so. You know, Florida's always going to be a retirement state, I guess, and Arizona is, too. And so they build kind of to the older people, which means one-story houses, no basements, no upper levels, and that's how they all are too.
Sherry, he looked right at me when he said retirement.
He did.
Are they trying to tell me something?
No,
and an old person kind of thing.
No.
Looked right at me.
Nope, absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay,
nope.
See, I see where this is going. So again, people want people buying, selling. They got questions about real estate. Just drop into your office or give you a call too. Especially if there's something people are driving by.
That's
it's like
right.
There's an Action Realty sign, and they want to take a look at it.
That's right.
All you have to do is give you a call.
Yep, 642-4700.
Website.
Yes.
Yes, go to your website, too.
Exactly, that's action-realty.org.
Okay, and get all your questions answered there. Well, Steve, good to have you back. Always great. Always a great segment. I always look forward to this on Tuesdays.
Thanks, Bill.
Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We are talking real estate as we do every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.